This half hour being brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory at the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, and a tremendous service department that backs it up every step of the way with routine, difficult to handle it all with complete ease. It is at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now to bring in Dave Spadaro. Do we have Dave yet? Yes, we do.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Dave? How are you today?
Good, thank you, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing great. America's not going to find out about much about the Eagles in preseason games, so let's find out from you about how they're doing so far.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to find out much in that way either. They haven't tackled yet. They've worn pads one day. Tonight, of course, is the public practice, and everybody's excited about that. And a lot of applause for Saquon Barkley when he steps onto the field for the first time. But, yeah, I mean, just not it's hard to tell. I mean, it's really – this is a different NFL. I'd love to give you the lowdown, but I know that they're rotating through all of their various combinations of personnel, and that's just kind of the way it is right now. But promising, exciting, a lot of optimism, but I can't really tell you who's separated from whom. They haven't tackled yet.
Let me get to that part of it. I mean, when do you really feel the NFL begins to hit stride? I always feel like the first two to maybe into the third game is still a feeling out process. And then because now they're tackling in games, that's when it starts to take off, because now they've tackled in games because they're not getting it in practice, really.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I think that it's natural to think that way. And then when they go to 18 games, we'll kind of push it back even further. Eventually that's going to happen. We all know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a little bit of an exercise in patience. But even back in the day when they were doing two-a-days and it was much more physical, the rush to judgment is just too much. And it all changes when you play another opponent. I mean, they've been practicing against each other since the spring, and they know each other. They know the tendencies. Yeah. They know the schemes. So it's very, very unfair to really get a feel for what the Eagles are, who's going to start, the rotations, until they're, I mean, you're right, almost a month into the regular season.
Is there any particular position you're looking at right now where you think there's some competition where it's going to be interesting to see in the end how it plays out in the preseason?
I mean, I look at every position. Every position. Depth at running back, Kenny Pickett at quarterback, depth at wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, some new starters. All of that is very interesting to me. And on the offensive side, and the defensive side, I think you can say it at all three levels. This is a team that has not yet settled on its starters. And so I think you kind of look at that and you think about that at every position, really, at this point. I mean, I find it to be a very fascinating roster with a bunch of young guys from the last three drafts who were.
Well, then there's the other part. You mentioned Kenny Pickett in that answer. What kind of pickup do you think he can be? How interesting a pickup was that? Because I know he's expected to be the backup quarterback, but.
Yeah, he's the backup quarterback. Is there a question about that?
The question is, what do you? Bill, look, it's hard to negotiate 17 games and stay healthy. I mean, quarterbacks especially are going to get hit. That's why I watch NFL games in December. Like, who's that guy?
Right.
So how interested are you to see how Pickett handles what they do and how well he does it behind a much better offensive line?
A really good offensive line, great skill position people, a coordinator who's proven success. I think that, you know, what Kenny's working with now is a lot different than what he was working with in Pittsburgh, and I think it will benefit him. Mobile quarterback, smart guy, can make all the throws, knows how to win, has won in the NFL, very much knows his role here, supporting Jalen Hurts. And, I mean, from the Eagles' standpoint, look, they will – they want Jalen out here for 17 games in the regular season and in a long playoff run, and they want him to be a superstar. They need him to be a superstar. So I think everybody understands the role, but certainly we have seen in the past, you know, knock, 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 2017, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback in the game. So it's clearly very, very important. And they wanted to make sure that they had a quarterback who they felt, if he had to play, that they could win games with him. And Gardner Minshew, up and down in his time here. Marcus Mariota last year really never impressed anyone necessarily. So I think that they feel very, very good about a former first-round pick in, and a young guy being here right now, and they feel like Kenny's picked up the offense pretty darn well.
Hey, Dave, that's the other part, too. You brought up the 18 games earlier. So big picture here, Eagles aside, we all know it's inevitable and probably has been for 10 years, but what do you think about the NFL playing 18 regular season games?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a tremendous toll on the players, but, like, I get it. I think that there's an insatiable appetite for the NFL from the fans. Look, I work the preseason games, so I would love to keep three preseason games. Right. I'm on the sidelines for those games. I love them. They're fun. But from a revenue standpoint, it makes sense to go to 18. It is a tremendous toll. I would like to see the rosters increased. I would like to see the game day rosters increased. I don't have any reason, you know, any understanding of why there's an inactive list. You got a 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. Let all 53 players be eligible to play and active to play on game days. It is ridiculous that you have to have inactive players. It just makes no sense to me. You want to give players a chance to take some reps off? Well, make the roster a little bit larger. But I think it's inevitable. I think given all of these television deals, you know, you see what Netflix pays for Christmas Day games. The moral of the story is that all of these networks, all of these streaming units, they want games. They are willing to pay whatever it takes to have NFL football on their channels.
You mentioned being on the sidelines, you know, for TV broadcasts for preseason games. What are some of the angles that you look at, especially when the fans, now Eagle fans are pretty good about knowing every guy that's in camp. That's the fan, but the casual fan may not. So what are your responsibilities in that part to help them learn who some of these people are and might be able to do to help the team?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we don't expect the Eagles to play their starters much, if at all. That's just kind of what Nick has done for 3 years here. And so the objective of preseason is to, and the training camp period, is to go from 90 players to 53 players. Yeah. And, you know, Howie Roseman told me a couple of weeks ago when camp started that his biggest nightmare is cutting players that then go on to have great careers elsewhere. You know, like, he wants to make sure that he keeps the best 53 and the 16-man practice squad. So keep that in mind. That's the top-level objective of this summer. And within that, you know, establishing depth charts, getting these schemes integrated, really building chemistry among the players and the coaching staff. So going into a preseason broadcast, you understand that everybody knows Jalen Hurts, and everybody knows A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and they're not going to play. So you want to introduce them to the new players, Saquon Barkley and some of, and the rookie class, and then some long-shot good stories of players who are making runs to the roster. And I think that is what is important. And as we see the season play out, it's so vital that you have depth and that you can turn to anyone. And we understand that throughout the course of this long, long regular season and hopefully postseason, you're going to need everybody on the 53 and on the practice squad to really make a contribution.
And because you're so invested doing the sideline, which means you're really invested in the stories of the team, what does that role do to help you as the season goes along in terms of giving you perspective on a couple of angles?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's really fun, and it is like, it is that I'm trying to, I mean, I have a very clear working understanding of what the Eagles are, who they are, what they've been thinking since the end of the 2023 season, and so I want to bring that to the viewing audience, and with Ross Tucker and Scott Graham in tandem. I mean, we really have a great broadcast team, and we've worked together for a long time, and that is our mission, to educate the fans, to entertain the fans, and then as you carry through the season, how do some of these young, great stories, how do they sustain through the remainder of the regular season? You know, we've had some young guys make moves in the preseason, and at times flame out, and at times get better and better and better. And so you kind of want to track the progress and how do they react to the bright lights for the first time. Even though it's the preseason, it's a big deal. You know, tonight is an open practice at Lincoln Financial Field, and there could be, I don't know, 40,000, 50,000 mm-hmm. fans there. Mm-hmm. And while it's just a practice, Steve, for these players coming out on the field for the first time,
yep.
it's a big deal. Yes, it's a memorable moment. They learn the mechanics of going from the locker room through the tunnel to the field and how that works. So all of that, it's just such an interesting day-by-day process, and you just see it build and build and build, and as you get to the late in the season, that's when it really matters, as unfortunately we saw last year with the Eagles when they went from 10-1 to 11-6 and then ultimately losing in the playoffs to Tampa Bay.
And what about the angle of coordinators with this team? How interested are you in terms of their approach to what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, again, we're not going to see a lot of the schemes in these preseason games. This is just the basics. They want to evaluate the players and give the players an opportunity to run plays that they're really comfortable with and that they've got an innate knowledge about. So, and then they'll get into game planning later. But look, I think it's fascinating. What is Vic Fangio going to do with a defense that's got new talent up and down at all three levels? What is Kellen Moore going to do to bring this offense to a new level, to cut down the giveaways from last year, to get Jalen Hurts back as a dominant running threat, which, you know, last year the Eagles just didn't give him that opportunity to really take advantage. I felt that teams came in to play the Eagles, and the first thing they wanted to do is they wanted to take Jalen's abilities to kill with his legs out of the equation, and the Eagles just didn't counter that. So it is a really wonderful chess match, and I've really been impressed with Kellen and with Vic, and they've had success where they've gone. And but yet we have not seen the real kind of manifestation of that scheme and of that the new playbook. What usually happens, Steve, is that, you know, the preseason ends, the practices then are closed for 2 weeks mm-hmm. prior to the start of the regular season, mm-hmm. and that's when you really see the Eagles put stuff in specifically for, in this instance, the Green Bay Packers in right. September.
Do you have time for one more question?
I sure do.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I know you've got something else you have to get
to. There's Brandon Graham's. We're doing some interviews. We got the practice tonight. It's a fun time.
Yeah,
really fun day, actually.
It is a fun day, and I don't want to take up too much more of it. So I just want to ask this one.
I love coming on with you. You're awesome.
I appreciate it. Dave, what about the ability to judge an intangible? And I don't mean the preseason necessarily, but even in the first couple of games, just like, can you see a relationship building between Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts? Can you see a relationship building between a Vic Fangio and maybe a Avante Maddox or Jalen Carter or something like that?
Yeah, I think you see it as the season goes along. And you see that when Jalen, for example, makes a call at the line of scrimmage, understanding that that's what he and Kellen are on the same page. Mm-hmm. That's kind of when you see that chemistry build. And when you see a linebacker making a check for the defense after the helmet audio is turned off, it turns out to be the right check because he and Vic are on the same page. Haven't really seen it yet, although I will tell you, I think the offenses look great. I think Jalen's been razor sharp. The chemistry with the wide receiver crew is top level right now. I mean, look, there's still things to be worked out at wide receiver. They don't know who the third, fourth, fifth, potentially sixth wide receivers will be. You know, who's your fourth running back if you go that deep? Who's starting at right guard? Who's your number two and number three tight ends? So there's many questions, but I think that I haven't seen a lot of footballs on the ground. I haven't seen a lot of players lined up in the wrong spots. I haven't seen plays being brought back because somebody's messed up the cadence or run the wrong route or done some mistake from a cerebral standpoint. So it tells me that Kellen is communicating the offense well, players are absorbing it, and the methodology is working this early in camp, and we're only 2 weeks into training camp.
Dave, great work. I want to make sure you get to what you have to be at next. Thank you so much for the time you gave us today.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. And let's stay in touch. This should be a really fun preseason as the Eagles build to Sao Paulo Brazil?
Yeah.
And the Packers.
Yeah. Nothing like Brazil. Yeah. Okay.
Brazil. Yeah. Amazing.
Remember, Portuguese is good. All right.
Portuguese is a good thing. That's right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you. Dave Spadaro does an outstanding job. And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.